Hey, college basketball fans, it's time for the Valley Hoops Insider Radio Show and Podcast. I'm your host, Terry Schrader, and I am privileged to write and talk about the Missouri Valley and Ohio Valley basketball conferences. We talk to players, coaches, media members, yep, and the fans about the Valley and the OVC. Stick around. We have a great show for you today. The Valley Hoops Insider Radio Show and Podcast wants you to know about our friend Ben Yates at Don Brown Chevrolet. A great salesman with great products, that's Ben Yates at Don Brown Chevrolet. The One Puede Project is a missions organization helping special needs and terminally ill children in West Africa, and you should join the Upside app. You'll get cash back on gas, groceries, and a whole lot more. Use the invite code HARRY5474. Welcome back to Valley Hoops Insider Podcast, part of the Valley Hoops Insider website. That dashing young man there on the screen with me is Preston Spradlin, the head coach of the Moorhead State Eagles. They're going dancing to the NCAA tournament after winning the OVC championship. Preston, thanks for taking time with us today. I know it's hectic, even though you don't know where you're going yet. It's still a hectic time as media demands and just trying to keep your guys ready.
Yeah, no question. Well, thank you so much, first of all, for having me on. And I don't think that it would be right if a team from the Ohio Valley Conference did not do an interview with the Valley Hoops Insider. So this is a great place to be, and thankful to be interviewing with you as we head to the big dance.
26-8, 14-1 at home, 9-7 on the road, 3-0 in neutral site games. You guys proved you could play a lot of different places. Congratulations. But stepping back from that, do you feel like, man, we're where we want to be? I mean, you always want to improve, but this is where we want to be.
Yeah, without question. And I don't mean that arrogantly at all, but we really felt like we could be here. We knew once this team got together and the pieces and the chemistry, the connection this team has is very strong, that we had a high ceiling. And, you know, obviously we had a great year, you know, 26 wins is a program record and a lot of individual accolades that went along with that, and back-to-back regular season titles. And so, you know, but all of that is a culmination of us really staying in the moment, Harry, and just, you know, none of that was a goal that we set. The goal that we set was just get to get better and to learn from each and every game. And fortunately, we were blessed to be able to learn after, you know, 20 some wins this year. And that's always a lot more fun. But, you know, just trying to close that gap from good to great is what we focus on. And that's what got us to this point. And that's what we're going to keep our focus on as we get ready for March Madness.
I watched your post-game press conference, and you just told a fib. One of your guys had a goal for the number of wins he wanted. Tell that story.
Yeah, you know what? You're exactly right. So Jordan Lathan, first team all OVC, you know, sixth year player, graduate guy here with us, just had an unbelievable season. J2 is what we call him. And, you know, I meet with all of our guys a lot, and we spend a lot of time with our team, and that's a big part of our connection and our trust. And so before the year, you know, kind of just, hey, where's your head at? What are you looking for this season? And he said, Coach, I want to win. I want to go to the NCAA tournament. I've never done that. I got one chance to do it. I've never won a ring as a player. You know, he was on our team last year, of course, and he got a championship ring and had a lot to do with our championship, even though he didn't play. He did a wonderful job. But I want to play. I want to do that. And I want to win 20. And he said, I want to set the record for most wins in the school year. And I said, J2, I don't even know what that is. What is the most wins, you know? And he says, 26. He said that it's 25 has been done twice. He knew exactly the years, the coaches. He said, we're going to win 26 this year and go to the NCAA tournament. And so how fitting that he's an all-conference player, had an unbelievable year, you know, win a regular season, win the tournament with 26 wins and then going to the NCAA tournament. So just so happy for guys like him who have been on a long college basketball journey that's had its ups and downs, and so thankful to be able to, you know, bring them to be a part of what brings them to their dream come true and be where we're at right now. It's pretty special.
You guys played Alabama, Purdue, Penn State, Indiana in the regular season, lose to Indiana by one. The other ones were not as close. What did those games do for you to prepare you both for the rest of the season and for this particular moment that you're about to face?
Well, we were really looking to, you know, try to get that Big Ten South Division title with those teams, and we fell a little short. But those games are important. You know, they're important for a number of reasons, right? They test you early on. You learn about your team. You figure things out of what's good, what's bad, what you got to get better with. And you know, they give you great exposure. And you look at those games, you know, we played Alabama and Purdue in the first five games. And, man, you know, two really good teams there that are going to be dancing as well. But then you fast forward 6 weeks later, and we play at Indiana on the road. And, you know, probably should have won the game, right? We're one possessions away. We had every chance in the world to do it. We just didn't quite finish it. So the message in the locker room after that one was, hey, this one hurts. It should. But don't lose sight of how far we've come in the last 6 weeks. And here's why we've done it. You've focused on nothing other than getting better each and every day. And look how much better you've gotten. If you keep that focus throughout the rest of the year, we're going to get another opportunity to play a Power Five opponent in March. And we'll be ready. We'll be ready to finish the job at that point in time. And so now here we are. I would imagine that's what we're going to see next to our name on Selection Sunday. And so all of those things, just like what you said, Harry, they provide you a lot of confidence because of the experience to be ready for it. So we'll be ready.
You talked about the selection on Sunday, the selection show party at Prefontaine Pub. You guys are throwing a big bash. Talk about what that's going to be like. You've done it before, but what's it going to be like Sunday there in Moorhead at the Prefontaine Pub? See, I'm giving them love, you know.
And, absolutely.
But talk about what that's going to be like for your team, your program, et cetera. By the way, number one in OVC attendance as well. I mean, there's so many good things going on at Moorhead State.
Well, so many. And playing down in Evansville was like a home game. Our fans were everywhere. It was unbelievable, the support that we had. And that was so encouraging, and especially three games in 3 days. The extra energy that they provided for our team was really special. But you know what, Harry? 4 years ago, we go to the NCAA tournament. We didn't get that moment, right? Mm-hmm. We didn't get cutting down the nets and celebrating with your family. You had a mask on and then nobody could come to the court, and you got locked in your room and you're testing and you were stressed. It was great. It was a great experience, right? Especially as a coach, being the very first one, it was very special. But man, 4 years later, my son, my daughter climbed the ladder, cut the nets with us. All of our coaches, kids and families, we have a ton of them. We're out there on the court experiencing it with us, throwing confetti and all that. That was special. And so the same thing, you know, 4 years ago, we didn't get a real watch party. Right. We were in the bubble at the NCAA tournament in Indianapolis. We were 6 feet apart from one another, and it was only our team. So now, yeah, you daggone right, we're going to throw a party. We're going to enjoy it. We're going to enjoy it with the people that support us, our family, our friends, and our fans here in Moorhead. And Prefontaine Pub is here on campus. It's one of our greatest donors for athletics, Andy Prefontaine, who loves the Eagles. And so we're going to celebrate right there in his spot, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Ale 8-1, what is that?
Yeah, well, it's a ginger ale, okay, and it's made 45 minutes from here, and it's very specific to Kentucky. It's called Taste of the Bluegrass in a Green Glass bottle. And so grew up drinking a little bit of L8, and it's always been my thing. And so I ain't gonna lie, I've been really plugging hard to get some love from LA. And finally at my post-game press conference, you know, they're talking about being from Kentucky, and I say, man, there's nobody more Kentucky than me. I drink L8, I do this, and then lo and behold, yesterday they show up. They got me a little goodie bag. I got a pennant, and yeah, man, proud LA drinker.
I guess I saw that on social media. What came about it? You guys are going to the NCAA tournament, and you're going to play some power conference team, no doubt. You guys you've got talented players. They can score, but you hang your hat on the defensive end. You're top 10 in scoring defense, 3-point percentage defense, overall field goal percentage, top 10 in all three of those. That takes a special kind of player and team that puts that kind of emphasis on the defensive side.
Yeah, it does. And, you know, these guys buy in, and they believe that gives you a chance to win every single night. This is also a really good offensive team. This is our best offensive team that we've had. We can really shoot the ball. We share it. We rebound it at a high rate. But at the end of the day, you're not always going to do those things on the offensive end, right? You're going to run into tough nights. And so you want to give yourself a chance to win every night. And being bought in and hooked up defensively gives you a chance to do that. And, man, we're proud of those numbers that you just rattled off, because those aren't in our conference. Those aren't against the mid-majors. Those are against the best teams in the country. And we rank up there in the top 10, and we're really proud of that. And I feel like we've got a team, Harry, that's built to win in March. You know, our team 4 years ago was really good. It just wasn't a team built for March, right? We played inside out a lot with Janai, and rightfully so. He was such a great inside player. But I think you've got to play a little faster in March. I think you've got to be free and loose and not be afraid to go out there and make, double figure threes. And if you look at our stat sheets, that's what we do. We could make 10, 11 threes on you in a heartbeat. And so that this group's built to win in March.
Are you in the market for a new car? I was, and I ended up at Don Brown Chevrolet here in St. Louis. Don Brown is famous for saying they are on King's Highway at the entrance to the hill. And I went to Don Brown Chevrolet, and salesman Ben Yates answered all my questions. He went the extra mile and helped me understand what the process was like. And then he got me perfectly situated in my brand new Chevrolet Trailblazer. I hate buying cars. I hate all the back and forth. And Ben Yates at Don Brown Chevrolet took all the manipulation out of it, helped me find the car I wanted and really that I needed. If you're looking for a new car, go to Don Brown Chevrolet, but not just to that great dealership. Call 314-474-0270 and ask for my new friend, Ben Yates. There's a picture of Ben and me and my brand new car on our website, valleyhoopsinsider.com. Low pressure, great service, helpful to a fault. Let Ben Yates at Don Brown Chevrolet know you heard about it from me, Harry Schrader, at valleyhoopsinsider.com. Riley Minnix was a huge addition for you. I interviewed him midseason. What a guy. I mean, I just was so impressed when I got to meet him in an interview like this. He averages 21 and 10. You mentioned Jordan, 15 and 6, and he misses three or four games in the middle of the season, and you guys lose those three games, or you would have won the league outright instead of being a three-way champion, and then you had to do the extra game in Evansville. But he's spectacular. Khalil Thomas is one of the best three-point shooters in the nation, and Drew Thelwell's been there a long time, and wow, what a quarterback he's become for you guys. Just talk about some of those guys. Brag on your players a little bit.
Well, that's easy to do. All those accolades you just named, those are great. You see these guys on the court, but even better people. You know, they really truly are, and I'll just kind of go down the line. You look at Andrew Thelwell. 10 days ago, he got baptized at my church in front of our entire team. And they sent us off with an unbelievable meal to go to the OVC tournament. And he's the all-time winningest player in program history. He broke the single season, single game assist record this year for our program. Mm. And so he's going to graduate in May, and he's been here all 4 years. And he's got a bunch of rings, and very deserving, right, of where he's at right now. He is our quarterback. He's our most important player. Has been for a while, and very deserving of where he's placed us right now. Riley, my goodness, what a joy he is to talk to, right? When you had a chance to interview him, he is something else. He's special. He's a phenomenal player, great student, unbelievable teammate. He's tough. He's physical. His faith is unbelievably strong. He leads our team in that regard. And he is a real problem when he steps on that court, we played at Purdue and he was the second best player on the court by a wide margin. And the gap between him and Zach Edey wasn't that very far. Mm-hmm. I mean, he had 16 points in the first half and gave those guys everything they wanted in his third college or Division I game. So imagine how excited he is after 30 some games as an Eagle to play against somebody else like that again. So he's a real problem, man. Jordan Lathan, just a terrific story. People complain about the portal and all of this. And hey, man, we've been so blessed that God's provided us with the guys he's wanted us to coach And Khalil Thomas and Jordan Lathan are two guys that he delivered to us who came here for the right reasons. They wanted to grow, they wanted to learn, and they wanted to win. And those are two guys who have bought in and exceeded those expectations, and they've been the right fit. You look at their numbers, these are the most efficient and best numbers these guys have had, and it's led to the most success that they've had as well. And so we're very proud to be a part of that with those guys.
I think of guys like that that come in, and you mentioned Khalil. I wrote it down, 435 from deep. Now, that's an outstanding number. But, like, if I took 10 shots and made four of them randomly, I'd have a 40%, right? He made 103 threes. I mean, this is not a small sample size. This guy's terrific.
Sure. Yeah, he made seven threes in the semifinal game against Tennessee Martin. How about that? Wow. He is an elite shooter. He has what we call in the gym range, and he has supreme confidence, and that is contagious and has a huge effect with our team. Whether he's hitting three threes or seven threes, he allows the rest of our guys to play on a big court. He spreads the court. He's quiet as kept. He's a very good defender. He had a double-double in that seven three-point game against Tennessee Martin. And so he's a complete all-around player, and he's special. He can put a bunch of points on the board in a hurry.
The One Play Day Project is near and dear to my heart. Parts of West Africa are extremely poor, and birth defects and malnutrition are rampant in those impoverished countries. The When Play Day Project is there to help with medical treatment, surgeries, medicines, and therapy. Well, really, whatever those children need. If you'd like to help, head to sheltering-wings.org. You'll see someone with my last name on there, and you can lend a hand to terminally ill children in West Africa. That's sheltering-wings.org. I'm a big fan of the Upside app. I'm making cash back every time I use the Upside app for gas, groceries, my favorite fast food place, and other restaurants. Go to the Upside app and type in the invite code HARRY5474, and you can make a little extra to help out your bottom line. It's the Upside app with the invite code HARRY5474. Couple of last thoughts. You guys win the OVC with Tennessee Martin and Western, or I guess it was Little Rock.
And then
you go and win the tournament. Just dime store and analysis by me, I think the OVC is a lot better, particularly in the top half of the league, than it's been, you know, since the Exodus and all of that. I think you can see the league growing. Do you see it the same way?
Without question. You know, you look last year, we won the league by three full games with two games left. And so the gap between us was big. But then you look at this year, we got multiple teams with 20 wins, three-way tie at the top of it. New member Western Illinois, you know, Coach Chad Boudreau in his first season, 20 wins and finishing fourth behind three really good teams, did an unbelievable job. I wish my first year as a head coach was as good as what Chad did. Tennessee State's incredibly talented and had 20 wins again this year. And Brian Baroni at SIUE and his team, and at EIU, you know, made the tournament this year and had a better team. And I thought Stan Gerard did a phenomenal job. Stan's one of the best coaches in our league and did a great job this year, with a lot of roster turnover and a young group. And so you're right. Our league has grown and has really restructured itself to a healthy, strong place to where we're at right now.
I'm excited about the future and the outlook at the OVC. All right, March Madness selection show at Prefontaine Pub. I've got to get that. I got to pimp the product. You know what I'm saying? I got to help out. So I look at the smart people, you know, the bracketologists that predict who and where. And my friend Rocco Miller, who's better than any of the household names, he has you at playing Creighton in Memphis. Jerry Palm has you playing Creighton, but somewhere else, maybe in Pittsburgh. Andy Katz and Joe Lunardi both have you playing Kentucky. Do you have a preference as to where and who?
I think we're going to be a 14 seed from all the I'm not very mathletic, I can tell you that, but I've got some coaches on my staff that are phenomenal
mathletic.
With that.
I'm going to use that. Thank you.
Feel free. You don't got to give me credit for it either.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. But I think that's where we'll be, and we're excited about that, right? And that's a great seed for us. And where I hope we somewhere we can our fans can drive to, mm-hmm. It's Indy, Charlotte, Pittsburgh, Memphis, just because, I'd really like for family and friends to be able to get there conveniently, because that provides to the experience. Who we play, don't care. We're going to be excited. There's obviously been a lot of buzz the last 48 hours since it came out that we might play Kentucky. We're going to be thrilled with whoever we play. I wouldn't be super excited about playing them, just because I want to be able to cheer for those guys, and they want to be able to cheer for us. And our staffs are extremely close, and our fan bases are close, right? And so the power of Kentucky basketball in the state of Kentucky is very real when you get to March. And if they get the opportunity, the fans in the state of Kentucky, to share their fandom amongst two teams, it's very powerful. And so I hope our state doesn't get robbed of the opportunity to do that.
I suppose Memphis is closest to you out of all those places. Would that be closest, or Charlotte pretty close?
It'd probably be Indianapolis.
Oh, Indy would be closer, sure.
Yeah, Indy be close. And then, Charlotte, Pittsburgh, and Memphis are all going to be around 6 hours, so it's not bad at all. So if the NCAA is listening, shameless plug, throw us into one of those places, and you'll see a lot of Eagle fans there. I promise you that. It'll be a lot of fun.
It's amazing this time of year. You watch, like, every day I'm reading things. You guys are about 103, 105 in the net or something like that right now. Every day I'm looking at something. Somebody give me a tip so that I know where they're going to be, but super excited for all that you've guys done. If I have this right, two conference championships, regular season, and two tournament championships in the last 4 years. Do I have that right?
That's exactly right. And four straight 20-win seasons, and played in the title game 3 years out of the last four. And so it's been quite the run, Harry. And we've been extremely blessed, man. And just thankful to keep going for, one more week with this team, because they're a great joy to coach.
And then your guy, Jani Broome, is still killing it at Auburn, and they'll be in the tournament. There's a lot of sub stories for me to pay attention to. But I appreciate your time. I know you've got a lot on your plate. Thanks for doing this today, and we wish you all the best. We hope you go really do some damage in March and make people know more and more about Morehead State.
Well, thank you, Harry, and appreciate you and all you do. Really serving our conference and giving us the notoriety that we and the respect that we need. And we're excited for this opportunity, my friend, and we'll be hopefully get another opportunity to talk with you soon, if we can keep it rolling for another round or so.
That would be special. That's Preston Spradlin. He's the head coach at Morehead State. They're going dancing Sunday. They'll figure out what dance floor they'll be dancing on. We're looking forward to that. Thanks for listening to the Valley Hoops Insider Radio Show and Podcast. Don't forget to visit our friend Ben Yates at Don Brown Chevrolet. He's a great salesman with great products. That's Ben Yates at Don Brown Chevrolet. The 1.8 Project, it's a missions organization. They're helping special needs and terminally ill children in West Africa. And you should join the Upside app I have, and you'll get cash back on gas, groceries, and a whole lot more. Use the invite code HARRY5474. Thanks for listening, and remember, since you've been there, make it a better place. We'll see you again.